Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, my guest is Marissa, and we're going to talk about skydiving, drunk Mexicans, and having sex in gas station bathrooms with truck drivers. Let's get into the pod. All right, so my guest today is Marissa. Say hello, Marissa.
Hello.
What's your last name?
I don't know.
You're dumb. It's Marissa Bassett. So glad to have you on the podcast. Tell me, so what do you got for lunch there? You got some...
McDicks.
McDicks, all right. You got a cheeseburger and a jury summons, because you're going to go to jail. So you got funny stories? What happened this weekend? Anything interesting?
No, nothing really fun. Just...
Oh, boo, you suck.
I party every weekend, so...
Yeah, cocaine?
Mm-hmm.
Hookers?
Yep.
Nice. Nice. I usually stay inside and read books, because I'm a fucking nerd. So, let me tell you about here. Let me start a story. So, okay, so I went on a date, a Tinder date. Or actually, it was Facebook dating. I did Facebook dating yesterday. And so I matched with a light-skinned black chick. I guess we went to high school together, so we were in the same class.
Oh.
But I blew up the garbage can, so I got kicked out early. So we didn't actually have the same year of graduating. But anyway, so I went out to Johnston, and I picked her up on the motorcycle. And I got catfished pretty hard, man, because it was like she looked like a pirate. She had like a bandana on and... like a tank top, and I said, well, we're on the motorcycle, you might want to cover up your gigantic tits, because, so we went to a bar, and we were sitting down and talking, and here's the weird part, right? So she was like, you know, my husband is actually, he had like a stroke, so he's a vegetable in a wheelchair, but I still want to fuck other dudes. And I was like, you guys are still married? And she's like, yeah, we're still married, but, you know, she's like his legal guardian, because he's basically a vegetable. And I'm like, well, I'm not okay with cheating, so I'm gonna, no thanks. I mean, we hung out, we had a fun date, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking and laughing and we were having a good time. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna do a vegetable's wife behind his broken back.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know, man. So I think she's got serious issues. So... I just was like, no thanks. I might have to pass on that. So, do you have any crazy stuff?
This weekend?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Well, I went to a friend's house and I got really drunk way too early.
Yeah.
And then...
You shit the bed?
And then I was being like a crybaby bitch the whole time.
Oh, right. That's woman's do
that. I was just getting in my feelings.
Oh, gross. I hate those. You gotta bury those under a bunch of rocks in your soul.
And then, I don't remember going back, because supposedly we went back to my house, and like I it said cats. Yes. Yeah. I said it was okay. I don't remember that.
Yeah, blackout. Nice.
And so then, my friend, she had her little boy toy over, and...
How little? Like a midget?
Or? No, he's older.
Oh, he's in a little one. I thought maybe we were talking, like, either a child or a midget. Those would be cool.
And she got mad because I invited... Well, he was already outside. Mm-hmm. And so I invited, like, I was like, hey, come and party.
Yeah, what was his name? You didn't know. You're like, hey, random dude off the street. Come on in my house.
And,
it's fine.
And so then she got mad at me, and... Yeah. I understand why she got mad at me, but, like, it's my house.
Right? And you can invite all the random hobos you want in your house.
So, these Mexicans live across the street, or, like, across the apartment complex
nice.
From me.
It smells delicious. Tacos. Tacos every day.
And they do not speak any English.
Si, señor.
So, I had to... I was having a party one night, and they were all outside drinking their What, mimosa drinks?
No, it's cerveza. They drink Modelo Corona.
Yeah. And so then they're like, we speak no English.
Well, but they said it in English though, right? Like, you speak some, dickhead.
So then we literally had to like type on Google Translate.
Oh wow.
And they're like, can we come in? Can we party?
You can't fucking speak English.
Yeah, and I was like,
no is the same for English and Spanish.
I was like, okay, maybe for a little bit.
Why you let, you know, Donald Trump says all the Mexicans are rapists are coming over. You're letting rapists in your house.
And so then there's like this 50-year-old man, and they're all just playing beer pong, and the 50-year-old man went missing. And right. So did our two big bottles of hard alcohol.
Oh, he fucking stole them.
So my friend Ariel fucking walked into his house and found the alcohol under his bed.
That's where I hide my booze, too, under the bed.
And so then she started bitching about.
Yeah.
And
he didn't understand. He can't speak English, remember?
He just, the whole time his face was like... and she, like, in shock, and so she's like, I will beat your ass, I will beat your ass.
He doesn't know what he's like.
And he's like,
oh, yeah, he's like, it's, in Mexico, we do steal, it's fine.
And so, yeah, I haven't seen them in a long ass time.
Wow. Yeah, you live in a shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah, at least you didn't have to fight some Mexicans, so that's good. Yeah. let's see what else. Did I tell you what happened during skydiving? You know, Alex and I went skydiving.
You guys did?
For Alex's birthday, I wish he was here, but he's got a period or something. I don't know. But yeah, so we went over to Brooklyn, Iowa, and it's like 45 minutes east of Newton. And you wait in line. Basically, you know, you pay the go up to the building, and there was a lady back there. And I just threw the credit card. It was $270 per person, and you get to jump out of a plane. So we got to sit there and wait, because the way it works is they have to try to balance the plane for, like, weight purposes. So you can't have, like, a bunch of fat people all jump at once. It'll cause the plane to crash. So we had to wait for a couple hours. So I got to watch people go up on the plane. And, you know, there was a couple of funny characters. There was one guy, probably, like, in his 70s. And he had, like, a green tank top, shorts, and no shoes. He was barefoot. And he had the most muscular calves I've ever seen. He was, like, really tan. And his calves looked like meatballs shoved in socks. So he got on the plane, and he went up. And when he come back down, you know, they fly down on the parachute and slide there on the grass on their ass.
Uh-huh.
Grass on your ass. And so he got up, and he was, like, crying. And he was like, it was so beautiful. It was amazing. And I just leaned over to Alex and was like, what a fag. Like, why are you crying? But so I watched a lady, probably like in her 50s, a little heavier set. And she was talking to her husband. The husband didn't go, but she wanted to go. And she said that last year she couldn't go because of weather conditions. So she was going to try it again this year. And so she gets on the plane. Flies up, and we see the other, like, the co-jumpers, they land, but she didn't land. And I'm like, oh shit, where'd she go? Well, she came back down on the plane, so she didn't jump.
Oh,
so how humiliating to fly all the way up there and then be like, I'm scared. So yeah, that was, and I talked to the instructor. I talked to the instructor, and he said, you know, out of the 3,000 jumps he's done, only 3 people have ever done that. So, oops. Yeah, pay all that money not to jump. Okay, so Alex and I get ready to jump, and you got to have, like, a big, sweaty, hairy dude strapped to your back. He did say that, you know, if you pay for instruction, you take 7 jumps tandem, then you get licensed, and you can jump by yourself. And I said, where's the best place you've ever jumped? He's like, over the pyramids. He's like, last spring or whatever, he went over to Egypt and jumped.
Oh.
So I'm like, that would be fucking awesome. Get your instruction or get your license to jump, and then I would just jump without a parachute. I'm like, I want to die. But so Alex and I go up, and it was like 80 degrees. So it was a beautiful day, bright blue sky. Not, you know, clouds were basically gone, and it was about 85 degrees, so it was warm on the ground. Well, you start flying up in the plane, And the higher you go is the altitude, because we went up 11,500 feet, which is almost 2 miles, I think.
Oh.
Or a little over 2 miles. And so as you go up higher and higher, it was like the plane was small, like a little Piper Cadet. It was like a 2 or 3 person plane. And the door, it didn't have a door on it. So it just, you just climb in the back and there's this giant hole, which makes sense. You don't want to try to fight a door when you're jumping out. But then as you're climbing higher and higher, it gets really cold. So when you're all the way up there, it's whatever, 30 degrees or 40 degrees. And so the Alex went for there, like, who wants to go first? And or the guy asked Alex. He was like, hey, you guys are jumping. What's the occasion? I said, it's his 18th birthday. And then the guy was like, yeah, yeah, you're super pumped. And I was, I said, fuck yeah, we are. And Alex was like, just give like a, like a dead stare off into nothing. And the guy was like, is your dad making you do this? And Alex was like, yeah. So Alex went first and he turned his head and I was like, fuck you. I flipped him off and I was like, fuck you. And I watched Alex like scoot to the edge and he grabbed the plane and he was like, I didn't want to let go. And the guy grabbed his arm and then flung out the side of the plane. And so it is a lot of fun because when you jump, you know, you start to twist and turn as you're falling and you only fall free fall for like 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But they say that you, like, if you lay on your stomach and you like, you're supposed to relax your body and your feet, like, fall behind you and your arms fall behind you. Uh-huh. And the guy was cussing because he said the last person, like, tucked in, like, a little cannonball shape. And they were, like, flipping. And he's like, I couldn't control us. So oh. So you want to make sure that you just go limp, like my dick. So you just go you just go limp and you fall. And then they pulled the chute. It was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And then we kind of watched in the landscape. And you get to see, you know, you can see for however many miles. And then he was doing, like, he's like, you want to do acrobatic moves? I'm like, well, duh, I don't just want to. So then he was, like, pulling, and we were like, swinging side to side and then land safely. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun, the skydiving. So, I don't know. I thought about doing, where I get my license, and then I could jump out of planes by myself.
Uh-huh.
So that'd be neat. But, yeah, I think it'd be, like, $2,000 to do something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Achoo, you're allergic to comedy. So how's work going? You got any funny stories about work?
No.
No? Oh, you love your job.
Oh, this guy, I was stalking. And
I bet you were, you creep.
I were... No!
You were stalking him? It was the Mexican guy. He was like... And you're like, oh, I love guys that can't speak English.
I was, this is my third day, and it's a gas station where the truckers, so truckers are fucking weird.
No shit.
And this guy just randomly, he's like, hi, you're beautiful. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Thanks.
And then.
Pull out your pepper spray.
he's like, do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, yeah.
Mm.
And.
He's got a gun too.
And I was like, he's like, oh, so you don't cheat like that. I'm like, this dude.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, do you have Instagram? Let me see your Instagram.
Let me see it. I'm like, hey, I'll show you something.
And
else.
he's like, give me your phone.
Who does he think he is?
I was like, hold on. I went back and got my manager and I was like, hey, this guy is being really creepy to me and is like demanding to see my phone and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, let's go. Right. And she was mad at, she was about to beat his ass.
Yeah, get out a broom and a hot
oil. And so then she's like, which one is it? And I was like, that one. And she's like, that's not cool. And cause he started walking away and he's like, she's like, that's inappropriate. And started yelling at him and yeah.
Yeah.
So he just kind of walked away once he saw the manager.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
This was, where was this at? This was at KFC?
No, at Love's.
At Love. Oh, that's right. Okay.
I work at Love's now.
Yeah. Are you just like a cashier?
I'm like deli food service.
Meat. You cut the meat. Oh, so you're doing like the fried, you prepare the mm-hmm. sandwiches. Okay, mm-hmm. Nice. Well, no wonder I get diarrhea when I go... want to eat truck stop food.
I really like it there.
Yeah, cool. Did you get, like, discounts on stuff then, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like, the Chester's Chicken place, mm-hmm. I get free meals there.
You stealing it? Uh-huh. I knew it. Oh, it's funny.
And the new manager, he just started working like a year ago because the previous manager got fired because he was having sex with a girl in the showers.
And nothing wrong with that.
And the girl got pregnant.
Oh, shower baby.
Yeah. She was fucking his boss, and then she got pregnant by him.
Wow, sounds like I need to apply out there. They want a part-time help? Or what, what do they need going on out there? Right, I want some truck stop shower sex. That sounds hot. You got to clean it up when, like, or you just spray it down?
No, I haven't cleaned it, but people have said that literally, like, they poop in there.
Right, I poop in the shower at my own house. It's hard when you got to stomp it down the drain because it gets in your toes. That's funny.
I was gonna talk about, like, memories as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about your childhood. How was your parents? Is your dad a piece of shit?
I remember one time.
Yeah.
Because Alex always takes fucking, like, 2 hours to take a poop.
Yes, I love it. You sit in the toilet and your legs go to sleep and then you can't wipe your own asshole.
No, you fall asleep. You used to fall asleep on the toilet.
Yes.
And so then one time, I was like, I really had to go poop, like, really bad. Yeah. So I was, like, banging, and I was like, Alex, hurry the fuck up.
Yes.
About to poop my pants.
Yes.
And so I was like, all right, fuck it. So I grab a piece of cardboard, and I poop.
Cardboard?
I poop on the cardboard, and then I place it in the bathroom with him. I said it.
I
said it right in front of him, and he's like, what the fuck was that? And I just slammed the door.
What was this, last week? What was that?
Huh. It was pissing me off.
Right. Well, it sounded like he was shitting you off, not pissing you off. That's funny. I remember Alex shit out front in the bush. He was like 4. When we were in bushes and I was on the toilet. He's like, Dad, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, just a minute. And then he just like was like, never mind. And I said, what do you mean, never mind? He's like, I took care of it. And he like shit in the bush in the front yard. And then he wiped his ass with, so then I went out there and there was a pile of shit and a pile of toilet paper. In the front yard. At least go to the backyard, man. What are you doing it on the front yard? The police are going to drive by. I'm going to get a charge for child, whatever, sex with minors or something.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember McConnell?
Uh-huh.
What was her name?
I don't know. Like, G.
G, yeah, she shit in our yard.
Yeah.
She come over and she was like a little kid. She pooped in our yard. And I was like, get out of here!
And it was...
Go on, get!
It was multiple times, too. It wasn't just once.
No, she didn't want to poop in her own yard. She's like, my dad gets mad when I shit in my own yard. So I'm gonna shit in your yard. So then I chased her off. I sprayed her with the hose. I was like, get out of here! I threw rocks at her. Yeah. Hey, guys. If you're looking to support the podcast... which I desperately need money, so please, please, for the love of God, help me. But I've got merch. So in the link below, Chris Bassett, creator-spring.com, I'm selling merch. So you could buy some drinking glasses or some funny t-shirts. So yeah, go ahead and hop there, check that out. Appreciate it. Thanks.
I can't remember of any funny ones.
Let's see, what else? Oh, did I tell you about the... I'll tell you about the Airbnb guy.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I've been doing the Airbnb, and I have a guy staying with me this month. And so, like, you know, I was moving your furniture in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did. I tell you? He was, like, staring at me. So,
yeah.
Okay, so he stopped in. He's 20, like a 24-year-old guy. He's probably 5'7", 120 pounds. Short dark hair and like a pedophile mustache and a blank stare, like he's staring through your soul. So he's got serial killer vibes and like psycho behaviors. But so he was sitting in the kitchen and he was watching me carry your furniture in and out, and he was like, hey man, you need some help with that? I said, no, I'm good. So I took all your stuff over to your place, mm-hmm. and when I came back into the house, he was in the kitchen shirtless with the hairiest nipples I've ever seen. And he's just like, what's up, man? And I'm like, what's up with your naked? It's hot in the house, so I get it. But so that was one thing. And then I've noticed, like, I'm super observant because I have, like, OCD and I got to have, like, my labels out and things in my house have to be organized and color coordinated. Well, anyway, I noticed, like, when things are out of place and he was, like, eating my fucking food. So I noticed he drank some milk and he ate some ramen noodles and then he ate some supplements. So that's, you know, as a Airbnb guest, you know, I have coffee and water provided, but for... like regular, like you're, it's a roommate situation. So you buy your own fucking groceries. It's kind of, but he doesn't understand that. So I confronted him and I said, hey, you know, I noticed you've been eating my stuff. And he's like, what stuff? And I was like, don't play stupid. I said, the stuff over there. Oh yeah. I'm like, why did you do that? I wanted it. I was like, what? What? I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of shit I want, but I'm like, you have to buy your own groceries. Those aren't on the, you know, part of the amenities. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, so anyway, so he did go and he went and he bought some stuff, you know, to kind of make it up to me, but only because I said something.
Yeah.
And I noticed he's got, like, serious germaphobe, like, problems. So he's gone through, so he's lived here 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks. He's gone through, like, 6 rolls of paper towels, like, 4 boxes of Kleenexes. And he used, like, a bar of soap in every room, and he's, like, afraid to... I noticed, like, he got my laundry... I forgot my laundry in the washing machine, so he had to put on gloves, like, nitro, like, disposable to touch my laundry, is how much of a germaphobe he is. And so he was in the bathroom, and I heard, like, a ruckus in the kitchen, and he was like, yeah. And he comes out, and I'm like, what's up? And he's like, ah, I'm an idiot. I'm like, yeah. And he said, I dropped the Kleenex box in the toilet. I was like, and he kind of looked at me like, hey, are you going to clean it? And I was like, all right, go clean it up. I'm not your fucking maid. So he went and he got the gloves and he got garbage bags and like a mask. And he dug it out. And then he come out of the bathroom holding it away from his body like, he didn't. And he's like, could you get the door for me? And I'm like, just throw it in the garbage. It's a... And he's like, it can't be in the same house. Like, it's got to go outside.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, all right. And then he told me later, he's like, well, I called my mom and she came over and got it. And I'm thinking, you're a fucking pussy because, like, a month ago, one of the Airbnb ladies put her disposable tampon in the toilet and the sewer backed up. So I was like, I had to go down to the sewer, open the sewer line, and I was like reaching in with my arm and pulling out like turds. I was digging shit out of the sewer, and I didn't have gloves on. I like to smell it. I was like, you had Korean food. So yeah, I was pulling shit out of there, and then I finally found the disposable tampon, like the plastic applicator. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God damn it. So I'm going to put a sign up like, hey ladies, don't flush your fucking dildos down the toilet. Right? Can't keep cleaning it up. But yeah, so I just don't get the whole germaphobe stuff. I don't understand. Especially like if you're going to live with a roommate with somebody, because it's like we share the toilet, we share the shower. Mm-hmm. So I don't, right? I'm a fucking sicko, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I can't wait for this guy to leave. He's really annoying. Very annoying.
I also remember one time when I was little... Like, you know how I would always steal, like, mom's socks and stuff?
Yes, you're like, I'm gonna wear your clothes, mom. and jewelry.
And so I went through, like, little basket, and I found this little hook thing, and it vibrated when you turned it on. So I thought it was, like, a back scratcher.
Yep, it's a back scratch. It scratches something.
Because I had a little hook on it. So I was, like, scratching my back, and I was massaging my head with it.
I'm massaging my forehead with this vibrator.
And so then I went to the living room, and mom's like, give me that right now. I was like, why? And I was like, continuing to scratch it on my head and my fucking scalp. She's like, give me that right now. So then she shoved it in the couch, and I never knew. I was like, what did I do?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Because she never told me.
Was it pink? What color was it?
It was a cow. It was like a cow, like print.
What? It was black and white spots?
Yeah.
It was. What kind of dildos is your mom buying? What the hell? Was it just moldy? Maybe that was just mold. Black and white spots, huh?
Yeah, it was like a cow print. And then it vibrated.
It makes the woman moo? I don't know. Well, I wouldn't call your mom a heifer, but that's... I'm gonna milk her. Milky milkers. Yep, so you put a vibrator on your face. That's not the most unusual thing. I put vibrators up my butt, so there's... interesting.
And at the Monroe house, mom had this big, big black dildo.
Well, no wonder. She see who she was married to?
And so then I would like when I used to have parties, I would like take it out and I would like slap people with it. And
yes.
And people would get so mad.
Yes, because you know your mom wasn't cleaning it between uses. Gross. Gross. Yeah, I definitely use that as like a billy club or like you said, like riot control. Like trying the party's getting out of hand, you're gonna beat somebody in the face with a fucking slimy dildo. Yeah, I was, you know, I've been doing like dating sites and stuff, and I think it's funny how a lot of the profiles are robots. Because
mm-hmm.
I messaged one chick, she was cute, she's blonde and like 25, in decent shape, and she was saying the most random shit that didn't even make sense. So I could tell it was either like a, you know, like an algorithm or like a computer, or it was like an Indian guy from tech support. Because it would just say stuff like, the weather is good. How are you today? And I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Thanks. It's great outside. Like, what are you doing? I do things. I'm like, okay. And I asked, you know, or, you know, what are you doing? And she texts back. She's like, I'm working on homework. Or school. I'm working on schoolwork. And I said, oh, yeah? What are you going to school for? I go to school. I was like, all right, then. And then I said, so what are you studying? I study lots of things. I'm like, okay, either you're fucking mysterious or the robot doesn't know how to answer that question. So I had a date set up. I thought I had it or him or whatever it was ready to come over on a Saturday. And then it just never showed up. But then it texted me later. It was like, hey, how's it going? I said, hey, you didn't show up. Oh, I forgot that it was today. I'm like, So I just said, yeah, you have fun, Abdul, or or whatever your fucking person is. I do see, like, on if you're on Tinder. Are you on Tinder?
Mm-mm.
You need to get on there.
I don't know.
Yeah, gross. I'm kidding. So, like, you'll swipe on pictures and, like, say somebody has, like, 7 or 8 pictures on their profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the first few are, like, out of a book or a magazine and it looks like a model.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the last one is, like, some black dude or some some Mexican guy and they're, like, in a dark bedroom with, like, the light off. And they're, like, a computer screen blue on their face and they're, like, just staring into the... And it's like, that's the real guy there. And he uploaded all those other photos. So as long as they don't ask for my credit card information, I think it'll be fine. But yeah, I'm thinking about just cutting my penis off and being celibate. There's a lot of crazy ladies out there.
I remember my old coworker, her name's Kate.
Uh-huh.
And when I used to work at KFC when I was like 14, 15, she used to have a big crush on you.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And she would be like, how's your dad?
How's your dad? And she's the one that smokes.
And then, no.
Oh, I was like, yeah, how's your dad?
And I was like, good. And then she's like, everyone else, she's like, have you seen her dad? Have you seen her dad? I'm like, oh my god, no.
Yeah.
And then she pulls up your Instagram and they're like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm like, stop.
How would you like that for a stepmom?
Ew.
Ew. Ew. Becky, ew. Yeah, gross.
Like,
yeah.
That was embarrassing.
I got hit on by a gay guy. the other night. So did you know that the skate castle is now like a bar? I didn't know that. So like I went in there.
A wedding thing?
Yeah. And they also have, they have like bags, arcade games, and axe throwing.
Really?
Uh-huh. Axe throwing is like 20. It's a lot of fun. Have you ever been axe throwing?
Uh-uh.
Okay, we should go sometime. And I'll whip your ass. But they have, so they have a bar, they have games, they have things you can do. And so I stopped in there. I went to the Colfax County, Jasper County Fair. And so I was there for a few, maybe like an hour or something. And then I'm like, this is lame. It's all cowboys and cowgirls and their shorts and their nipples are hanging out and their smells like sheep. But so I went to that, what's it called now? Thunderdome, I think. I think it's called the Thunderdome. And went in there and I was sitting at the bar and I had, they had to realize, like, what's the best drink? What's your most popular drink? And the guy said, it's a old fashioned and you can make it with either whiskey or rum. I'm like, I'll have a rum. So they, I guess they put maple syrup in it and then he put like a smoke. He smoked like cherry chips. And then, so anyway, it was a really good drink. But then he was like, you from around these parts? He didn't say that, but he's like, you from around here? And I said, mind your fucking business. I was just kidding, right? But he kind of gave me that look too. He's like, what then? I said, I'm just joking. I said, yeah, I'm from here. And so then we were talking and he obviously gay. And I was like, but I like vaginas. And so we were just, I was just having a good conversation. And then he asked my name. And so, of course, I was like, check out my YouTube and my podcast and my blah, blah, blah. And so he added me on Facebook. And so we're dating now. Oh, God. So anyway, I just, I didn't realize that the place had turned into like a bar area, which they had like some live music playing too, which is interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but the axe throwing, it looks like it'd be fun to definitely cut off a finger or a foot or something. So yeah, I'll have to try that. I think they said 20 bucks an hour is what they said. You can rent it like on an hourly rate. Tell the story about foot guy playing with his penis in the kitchen at the special needs home.
Oh yeah.
What was his name?
I can't remember.
I thought you said his name was Chris.
No, that's another like, guy.
Go figure, Chris's are fucking weirdos.
He's nonverbal and he can't talk and
sign language? Or does he just grunt?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's how I do it too.
I was working at a house with disabled people and he like he would,
that's not nice, call him retarded.
He would, Dad. And he would like watch his iPad. And he had, like, obsession over feet. Mm-hmm. And so he would sit on his iPad and lay on the couch and, like, play with his feet.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to wear socks.
Pedicures.
But no one would, like, because he would just always take it off. So they kind of just gave up.
Yeah. Gross.
And so one night I was watching everyone eat and he was sitting on the table and he would bring his foot up on the chair and then I would turn around and like my back facing them, and then all of a sudden another coworker was like, no, and I was like, wait, what happened? And she's like pull your pants up now. and so
he's taking a shit on the floor.
He was supposedly playing with his feet with like his dick.
He was giving himself a foot job.
Yeah,
amazing. How can you? That's so flexible.
And they were everyone was eating.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I jack off on the table during dinner time.
And so then he was sent to his room and he couldn't come out for the rest of the night.
Ah, poor guy. All he wanted to do was beat his meat on the dinner table with his feet. Beat your meat with your feet. Huh, that's cool. I want to meet this guy and learn his secrets.
Yeah, so then I stopped working there.
Is that the only reason? You're like, I could put up with all the other, the throwing shit and the butthole fingering, but as soon as I watched the dude jack his dick off with his feet, I was out of there.
The other one, his name is Chris.
And, yeah, he sounds cool.
And
he's a cool guy.
Yeah, and he's something else.
Yeah, they are special. What'd he do?
He has like a eating disorder where, like, he literally eats anything. He's always
so
hungry.
He'd eat your cooking? Boom, roasted.
And so like one night he eats his own poop and he
right. What's wrong with that? I see dogs do it all the time. You just put a little Tabasco sauce in it and num num numbers.
And like one night, I was sitting at the table and he came up to me and he started playing with my hair and he's like,
he's gonna eat your fucking hair.
He's like, you have pretty hair. And then I look at his fingernails and they're like black.
Like, you painted them like he's goth?
No, like he had been eating his poop and the poop had gotten into his fingernails.
Oh, underneath his nails.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so he was playing with my hair.
Ah, now you gotta shave your head because your head has herpes.
And then I was like, thank you. And I was like, that's hands to yourself now. And so I put his arm and he's like, okay. And then he just walks away.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you should have sprayed him with the hose, like Gigi or whatever. Like, get out of here! Go on, get! Fucking gross. How much did that job pay?
Only like $14.
Not fucking enough is the answer. Not enough. They should be paying those people $30 an hour to deal with that stuff.
And that's why they can never find people, because
right.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, how are you going to tolerate that level of that level of bullshit
and they like hit they would hit you and smack you and
choke you and, yeah. I'm into that. I'm gonna like smack me daddy. Oh yeah, choke me. So yeah, that's why they pay less, is because you go get your kink on. What do you got there? Sweet tea?
Coke
cane?
Yeah.
Oh. They used to make Coca-Cola with cocaine. Used to put it right in there.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, like back in the, I don't know. This is purely speculative. I don't know anything, so I wouldn't believe me. But yeah, back in like the 1920s, they used to put cocaine in Coca-Cola, and that's why everybody loved it.
Huh.
Yeah, so if I could time travel, that's the first place I'm going. I'm gonna drink a gallon of Coke. I heard somebody once say they couldn't tell the difference between the taste of Pepsi and Coca-Cola. I said, are you fucking high right now? Like, they taste completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, Coca-Cola will take the fucking, like, rust off of bolts. I've seen them, like, they drop, like, a rusty bolt in Coca-Cola, and then, like, 24 hours later, it's clean and shiny.
Yeah.
And you're fucking drinking it. And I'd much rather have Pepsi. Pepsi and rum was a good combo until you paint your penis blue, and then that's a you would want to stay away then. All right, that's it for this weekend's podcast. Go ahead, and if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, give me a thumbs up my butt, or 5 stars is good too. Something else to check out is my Twitter, ChrisBassett83. I post just about daily, you know, jokes, rants, comedic stuff on there, so check that out if you're looking for a little more content. All right, later, masturbators.